It was nothing short of humiliating. Serena stumbled after the man who was leading her, or more appropriately, dragging her across the gangway by a chain. The crystal-studded collar around her neck chafed and cut her skin, and the young priestess bit back a cry of pain. Drops of blood welled, shimmering like rubies before they soaked into the white silk of her robe. Halfway down the gangway, she tripped and fell to her knees.
"Don't damage the goods. It's not every day we catch a fine specimen like her,"
a rasping voice barked from the half-deck behind her.
"Your will, exalted one," her guard replied reverently.
Blinking tears out of her eyes, Serena Gabraldi glanced over her shoulder, but the cleric was staring at her dispassionately. Her gaze found the rune tattooed on his forehead, a silvery white mark shimmering in the sunlight. But then another yank on her chain forced her to keep moving. She caught a fleeting glimpse of her reflection in the placid water beneath the gangway. Her platinum blonde hair framed her face in greasy strings, and her white robes were torn and bloodied. She was shocked at the sight. She vividly remembered admiring her new priestly robes in front of the mirror in her bedroom at home, in Sepura, and even pirouetting around in them. It seemed ages ago now, but in reality, only a few days had passed. Dejected, Serena staggered after her guard. Her limbs felt stiff, and the fiery sensation around her neck served as a continuous reminder of the energy crystals that prevented her from reaching out to Viguru, her god. The man dragged her ashore, moving toward a row of austere-looking loam buildings with closed shutters. The inhabitants of this place, all men and boys, as far as Serena could see, had gathered outside their houses for a closer look at the spoils brought in by the pirate ship.